With this election season over, TV critic Andrew Wallenstein sees a looming crisis. Where do we go to get the comics to impersonate whoever wins? You think Saturday Night Live has solved this, but as Andy discovered, not all impressions work so well.
Should Barack Obama lose his bid for the presidency, I could offer him one consolation. He wouldn't have to see Fred Armisen's horrible impersonation on SNL.
Oh, look. I think there's a lot of truth in what Hillary says. I really do.
Painful, isn't it? Armisen labors so hard to capture the halting rhythms of Obama's speech that he misses its tone entirely. And while SNL's makeup department should get an award for even trying to turn a white comedian into a black politician, Armisen gets Obama's facial expression all wrong. He confuses the candidate's sober demeanor for something that looks like road rage. Still, it's not like SNL is all bad in the impersonation department. Stare long enough at these performances, and you start to understand what makes for good mimicry. Take Daryl Hammond, SNL's resident chameleon. He's been with the show for 14 years, longer than anyone in the cast's history, and no wonder. The guy is incapable of a bad impression. Though he can currently be seen playing John McCain, his masterwork is Bill Clinton.
I belong to the Democratic Party. Barack Obama's also in the Democratic Party. And I'm not a party wrecker. I love parties. A lot of times I'll show up at a party and people say, man, this party was beat till you got here. Yesterday I asked somebody, hey, do you party? You can see where my support lies.
Hammond nails the southern lilt in his voice, that hint of frog croak in his throat. But to really appreciate the genius here, you gotta see him catch little details, like the way Clinton purses his lips and nods when he's trying to convey with emotion. And then there's the other side of Clinton. Hammond alternates between oozing sincerity and sleaze, the perfect combination for a candidate who wanted to feel your pain, and if you're female, maybe something else, too. Now, the real Bill Clinton was never that cartoonish, but that's precisely the point. A good impression is a caricature, not a copy of an individual. Hammond always finds just a few of his subjects' more interesting idiosyncrasies and exaggerates them. In the process, he captures the essence of a person. It may look like Tina Fey has it easy, given she's a dead ringer for Sarah Palin.
You know, John McCain and I have been so busy traveling around this great country of ours, talking about change and energy independence and William Ayers and doing a little shopping.
Good.
What really takes her impression over the top is pure delivery, from the accent to the catchphrases. You almost can't fault Armisen for fumbling Obama. The Democrat is so measured, he doesn't really have any traits to exaggerate. But Armisen would be wise to lay off his Xerox approach. Counterintuitive as it sounds, accuracy does not make for a good impersonation.
Andrew Wallenstein is deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.
Many of us have election night rituals. We know because we've got some posted on the blog. Read all about it. And please share your own plans for later today. You know where.
NPR.org/daydreaming.